This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Humility and Arrogance. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We know that humility and being humble is a very special virtue in Islam. And similarly, we know that arrogance is a vice. It is something that has been discouraged in Islam for a believer and for a human being to be arrogant. The Prophet of Allah said, "Indeed, the most beloved of you to me and the nearest of you to my position on the Day of Judgment are the best of you in nature and in humility. And the farthest of you from me are the vainglorious, that is, the arrogant." End quote. Let's imagine that arrogance was not even a sin for a second, right? Let's say that it was not spelled out as a sin in Islam. Let's say humility was not even stated as a virtue that you get rewarded and get the sawab for. Let's imagine and assume it for a minute. But let's say that our nearness and distance from the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt was dependent upon the level of humility we possessed and the level of arrogance we possessed. It would still make it well worth it to have humility and not have arrogance. Isn't that right? How can a beloved tolerate being farther from his beloved? So in the light of what the Prophet said, if we want to be close to Prophet, if we want to be in the proximity of the Holy Prophet, then we are supposed to be humble. And if we are not humble, that is, if we are arrogant, then rest assured, we're going to be farther away from the Prophet. We're probably going to be the farthest of those who enjoy the company of Prophet, right? Even the loyal companions and, of course, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. So even if it was not a sin, still it would not make sense to be arrogant and not being humble. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing humility or being humble and arrogance. We said that being humble is a virtue in Islam and arrogance is a vice. Imam Ali alayhis salam, the commander of the faithful, said, "The ugliest of vices is arrogance." So look how you know, disgusting this problem, the spiritual disease of arrogance is, right? That Imam says it's the ugliest of vices. For a believer to carry a vice while knowing that it is the ugliest of vices is impossible. Imam Ali alayhi salam also said, "The most harmful disaster for the intellect is arrogance." Intellect is what makes us, you know, special, the human beings to be special. It is a blessing of Allah that other creatures do not possess. Intellect is something that can elevate our spiritual ranks, and through intellect, we recognize Allah. If arrogance destroys our intellect, as Imam Ali alayhi salam says, would it not be wise to not let this vice develop in us? Arrogance is definitely a spiritual disease that potentially devastates a human and can, God forbid, you know, make a human disobedient towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when you're all overconfident and when you're all arrogant, then, you know, you become audacious against Allah, His Prophet, His Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, you know, the path of truth, the saints, the awliya of Allah. Right? Remember in Karbala, these people, they were arrogant. So they stood up against Imam Hussein alayhi salam, right? The Imam of the time, the Wali of Allah, right? The Masoom, the infallible, the immaculate Imam. So one of the factors that compelled those Yazidi forces to stand against Imam Hussein alayhi salam was this very disease of arrogance. Thank you.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.